Mock the clock, not my tests. How java.util.clock saved my sanity. I used to dread tests that relied on the system time. Imagine a scenario where my code performs an action at a specific time of day. Writing unit tests for this became an exercise in frustration. Tests would fail sporadically because they ran a few seconds too early or late. Enter java.util.clock. This little gem completely changed my testing game. Let's rewind. Before clock, my code would directly call local date, now, or similar methods to get the current date I time. This tightly coupled my code to the system clock, making tests a nightmare. Here's where clock shines. It provides an abstraction for the current time. We can inject a clock dependency into our classes. This dependency can be a clock that returns a fixed time, perfect for testing specific time-based behaviors. So, how do we update our code to leverage clock? Dependency injection, instead of directly using local date. Now, accept a clock as a constructor argument. This allows us to inject a mock clock during testing. Clock implementations. Java provides a few handy clock implementations. Clock. System. Returns the system clock. Use this in production. Clock. Fixed. Instant. Zone. Freezes time at a specific instant and zone. Ideal for testing. Clock.offset. Clock duration. Offsets the time returned by another clock by a specified duration. Great for simulating time jumps. By using clock, my tests became rock solid. No more worrying about the whims of the system clock. I could test time-based logic in isolation, with predictable results. This newfound stability made debugging and refactoring a breeze. In my test, I can inject a clock. Fixed. Set to a specific time to verify if is at nighttime, behaves correctly. Using java.util.clock is a simple yet powerful technique for improving test stability in isolation. It allows you to focus on the core logic of your code, independent of the system clock. So, ditch the time-based test anxiety and embrace the power of clock.